So on this feast, when we celebrate Jesus being illumined by the uncreated light of heaven, it's my pleasure to wear the vestments of my old friend, Father Basil Steiger, who I think is experiencing more of the uncreated light than you and I are right now. But God bless him, and God bless us. We get to join him. Sometimes when the priest prepares a homily, he prays that God will show him what to tell the people. And today, I sort of prayed that God would show me what I needed to hear. And so if any of it is any good for you, great. But this is what I needed to hear, at least I think. Point number one, and there are 3 points. Jesus took them away for prayer to the mountaintop. Life drains us. We get into bad habits. We're like the silly fly wrapped up in a spider's web with all the strands that life wraps around us and all the unnecessaries that life in the media age and the instant news age and the echo chamber of election year politics and all the craziness. And we need to recharge. We need to get away from all the junk. Not just our own bad habits, but the diversions that are sort of harmless, but do wind up draining us and taking away our time. And what do we replace it with? Prayer, especially according to the customs of the church. The Lord's Prayer, the Jesus Prayer. Simple Lord, have mercy. That wonderful prayer of the Metropolitan of Moscow. Let me live this day without embittering or embarrassing others. There is such richness. And if we do that, there's hope that we'll be liberated from the voice in our own head. Does the voice in your own head turn off? Well, usually mine does when I go to sleep. But sometimes, even in my dreams, I think it keeps going. And we desperately need this time away, this prayer in which we become absorbed in what the church teaches us to say to God, not what the voice inside of us is constantly yammering. I sometimes joke with people that it's like a nasty little parrot standing on our shoulders. Just say, you're not smart enough. You're not good enough. You're too old. You're too fat. You're too... do any of you have voices in your head like that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And sometimes they compel us to repeat the same stupid mistakes over and over again with other people. God help me. But that was one thing I needed to hear. God, deliver us from the delusion of believing the voice in our head when we pray. It's bad enough if we believe it during the day when we're doing other things. But what delusion if we think that we're praying and hearing the voice of God, but it's really just an echo of the junk that we were handed by our parents or by the church we were raised in or by modern life. Point two. Absorb more, talk less. Ecclesiastes 5:2 is one of the most profound verses in the Old Testament, at least for big talkers. And this is why I needed to hear it. Ecclesiastes 5:2. How many of you have it memorized and know exactly what? No, none of us do. I had to look it up, the reference up myself. God is in heaven, and you are on earth. So let your words be few. The voice that comes out of the cloud to the disciples when they're, just bamboozled by what's happening says, listen, this is my beloved son, listen to him. And so they fall down on their faces in fear. Jesus says, stand up, don't be afraid. And what do they start immediately to do? Peter starts to talk. Oh, Lord, well, it's good. Let's make 3 shrines for you and for Moses here and Elijah. I mean, how great. And he's probably thinking, and I get to build them and I get a little credit. And at least I look good to Moses and Elijah and Jesus. But the voice had said, listen. The icon doesn't depict that moment when Peter is talking, does it? No, the icon depicts the moment when he's on his face, listening. I can't count the hundreds, if not thousands, of times where Maybe I had a glimpse of spiritual truth. Maybe there was, I felt like I was supposed to share it with somebody, but I jabbered instead of absorbing and listening. And now point number three. Point number one, what was point number one? Get away from everything that life ensnares you with and pray according to the customs of the church. Number two, absorb more, talk less. Number three, don't be discouraged. We're meant to be containers of God's light. It sometimes seems like an insurmountable task that any of it is going to penetrate all the children and grandchildren and doctor visits and this and that, the noise on the radio, our social media. We get discouraged. Can any light get in? And the answer is yes. It's our privilege through worship, through prayer, repentance, and confession. Because confession clears out darkness. And what comes in when darkness is removed? Light. There's room for light. It's our destiny to live eternally in this light. Confession is our privilege to make room for some of it now, as much of it as we can. What a privilege it is to seek it together. 2 Corinthians 3 and 4. There's a wonderful passage. Paul is talking to the Corinthian church about some of what our reader read to us from the Old Testament, about how Moses comes down from the mountain and his face is shining. And I'll just read you one verse from the end of 2 Corinthians 3 and 4, but read it. And we all, with unveiled faces, beholding the glory of the Lord, are being changed into his likeness, from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. We may not see it. In fact, we're encouraged by the Orthodox Church and even the Scriptures not to judge ourselves, because we're probably the least objective observers in the whole world of ourselves. And we swing wildly like a pendulum from judging ourselves too harshly to giving ourselves a pass. And then it's back to the other side. And somewhere along that pendulum swing is a great deal of discouragement about God's actual grace and light getting into us in our hearts. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Let's learn to get away, pray the church's way, to shut our mouths and listen and absorb more, and not be discouraged, because God does want to come in, and his Spirit is going to find a way in. All we have to do is cooperate. Amen.